Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello. This is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new.
Woo.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Ay-ya-ya, my pussy's got Wi-Fi. Ay-ya-ya, my pussy's got Wi-Fi. Okay.
Vulva.
I forgot it, but then that was my idea how to start the show, too. I forgot about it. When I heard that song.
I need all the lyrics of My Pussy's Got Wi-Fi
I think we
by the BFF band.
I think we have a new Driving Down the
song
Highway,
of the summer.
Folks. New Driving Down the Highway.
Driving Down the Highway. And now, I'm singing a song about my pussy.
See, don't turn back because I got Wi-Fi.
Sorry, Elena.
From Elena.
What?
From Elena to Alina.
What about that?
How about that?
So, y'all, that song, maybe the song of the summer.
Maybe, yeah, even though it's December.
It's called My Pussy's Got Wi-Fi by the BFF band.
By the BFF.
Which Elena fronts with her friends, Aisha? I've got this out. And Ezekiel.
Ezekiel.
And as soon as I saw Ezekiel, I went.
Is it Ezekiel or thought it was Elijah?
Elijah, you're right.
Elijah.
Elijah. All I can think of was, you can see gay in any language.
You really can.
In any nationality.
In any nationality, y'all.
It's
you
like
can see
a small
gay.
World.
It is. It is.
It's a world true. Of swishing, a world of queers. Like the second I saw him, he went, slay, in Russian.
Slay.
In that red hair, I was like, hello, queen.
Hello, queen.
Dos vidanya, queen.
Dos vidanya, sissies. This is before the 90 days.
Y'all, we're season starting five. A new season. And this is, I don't know, the last before the 90 days was kind of like all over the place.
That, would you well, remember the last before the 90 days was Erica and Stephanie.
And was it? Big yes. Pred?
It was Big Pred. It was also, the Before the 90 Days. Who else? Oh, it was horrible. It was horrible.
Yeah. Wasn't Yolanda on Before the 90 Days season Wait, I four?
Think, you know what? I want to manifest this right now. Although I think she has a boyfriend. I need Yolanda to be on The Single Life. She's perfect for The Single Life. Don't
she
you think?
She is.
She really is.
She's kind of clueless. Cat.
She is.
Who was on that cast? Who was in that cast? I can't remember. Here, while you're talking about
say
that.
Say hi to people watching us.
Hello, everyone watching. If you're watching on Intimate Portrait, you're sitting right here. Honk, 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 honk. Brrr, gunk, gunk.
Bam, bam.
A good Captain Sandy edging. If you're looking, I'm wearing my festive Christmas PJs.
Oh, you are wearing your
festive because we're
Christmas.
we're doing our holiday YouTube live after this for our Patreon level. At the $15 level or Patreon.
Which people are joining us live. If you're not there live, though, we're still going to post it as a video on the $15
on the Patreon, yeah.
You can still
watch
it.
So, y'all, I will say, we pulled out the stops on this one.
We did. Boy, this was... Talk about... This seems years ago. Ash.
Oh, my God.
Horrible Avery.
Oh, she was awful.
That was Ed.
He was awful, too, though.
Ed and Rose. Rose. Yes. It seems like forever ago. Erica and
Stephanie.
That's
like a year and a half ago.
And it was just so long ago that... Usman Soja Boy Umar was on season 4
with Baby Girl Lisa.
Baby Girl Lisa. And Jeffrey and Varya.
Yeah, who we did not cover.
And don't forget David and Lana and Yolanda.
Yes.
Tom, that was a Tom and Darcy thing too. Golly, that seems like forever ago.
That was a really messy season.
That was a lot of mess. I don't want to go back to that.
I have higher hopes. This may bust back on me.
Turn the timer on. This is gonna come back to bite you.
Oh God! Turn it on,
y'all. Also, while Poodle is talking about that, we want to send in our love out to our sissies in Missouri,
Kentucky, Arkansas. Kentucky.
Y'all, bless your heart.
Tornadoes.
These are beyond. There's
people. A lot of people who've lost everything.
There's already like 50 people dying. Yeah. And y'all, that's a lot for a tornado.
Yeah.
So anyway. Let's just send out your love, your energy, your prayers. If you're Caleb, draw a drawing and put it into a fire. Whatever you want to do, but we're thinking of you.
Spare a thought for those today, please, and send them a little energy and healing.
I'm sure that there's funds and everything that you could donate to.
Yeah.
So, anyway,
y'all, this is the new season of Before the 90, season 5.
It does. It is. Sorry, I was distracted. Distracted by the sole of your house shoe that's just coming off. Maybe you need to buy yourself some new fucking house shoes, Poodle. That looks fucking janky as shit.
This happened last season.
Let me guess. Your mother bought those for you and you've never bought another pair.
No, this was bought for my brother and sister-in-law bought them for me. And it happened last year that this kept coming off. I tried to crazy glue it. And that...
How much are those slippers? Like $40?
No, they're more expensive than that. They're over $100.
Good God!
They're UGG slippers.
Well, golly, what are you, Liberace? Just walking around in
your
slippers?
I didn't buy them.
Wow!
Which is part of the reason why I can't buy another pair.
Because you can't spend $100 on slippers?
I can't spend $100 on slippers.
All right. Well, I guess I'll just have to look. There's also a stain on it, and I don't want to ask. Let's keep going. Let's keep moving.
So we're going to talk about all these fucking broke down palaces.
There's a lot of mess.
So we talked about our holiday show, our YouTube live.
And our live show. Come see us.
Come see us on tour.
We've announced all our tour dates. They're all up. We do need to add... Y'all, our Chicago, some of our older that we announced Chicago, New York dates, just because we still have on the Saturday night of New York that was sold out.
We have 20 tickets.
20 tickets. We thought it was sold. It wasn't.
Because of COVID.
And our Chicago show Saturday night was sold out. And now we've got like 4 seats left for that.
And people, one of the things where I think people didn't know we were coming to their town. And some people saw we were coming closer.
And now they're like, I'm going to get a refund.
So I want to say one thing about tickets. Before you DM us on Instagram or Twitter and say, how do I get a refund for this? I fucked up. My thing for you is to go to the website of the theater or their third-party ticketing, like Ticketmaster or Live Nation, or if it's through whatever they use, and read what their policies are first, y'all.
Because one thing we've learned in this... Even like City Winery in Boston has different policies than City Winery in Atlanta.
And guess who has nothing to do with ticketing? These queens.
I was going to say we should be your last resort. We honestly should kind of be your no resort because we have no idea.
And I can give you information about how to either exchange tickets or try to cancel tickets or you get a refund. I could only do that because I have read on the website. So I encourage you, Carl's Wives, to read.
Carl! Carl, I can't message my gays about those tickets because I think I pissed them off or something, Carl.
You didn't piss us off.
Shooter, go get Mama's wallet. I got to get a refund. Go get it.
I am more than happy to try to answer you. I can only give you what...
I am not more than happy. I'll be full on. It's just because, y'all, it's very sweet. Y'all want to email us and ask us, but I'm telling you, y'all, we probably answered, and I'm not kidding, over 100 messages.
Probably. Yeah.
So it's just like too much. It's just too much. We've got a new season of Before the 90 Day. We're trying to think of stupid shit to do to entertain you. And we don't have an assistant.
Let us be creative.
Let us be creative. Please, if nothing.
What the fuck?
If don't you knock over that light.
Sorry.
If you are at your wit's end, you cannot figure this out, then you please send us a message. But we are like the last resort. Mm-hmm. Please.
That's what they called me in college.
There goes the last resort.
Hey, boys.
Yeah. I'm still burning from that one.
It'll go away in a while.
It'll go away. But yeah, we're...
You had fun, though.
Seattle, Portland, Atlanta, Nashville, Boston, Philly, D.C. We're coming your way. Other tick shows are going to be coming soon.
Yeah, and so some of you have asked, pointedly, where are the Texas dates? Where are the Florida dates?
I don't mind that because
where are the Ohio dates?
Yeah.
These are not the end of dates we are announcing for 2022.
No.
I actually sent the booking agent and I spent a little time talking about this. So we are already in the process of seeking out more dates.
It's going to happen.
So please don't scream at us that we missed Pocatello, Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all can kind of we're not going to
you're
going
to have to drive to Columbus.
Yeah. Columbus, Idaho?
Yeah.
No, that's in Ohio.
Ohio, yes.
I got to buy you that Atlas. My pussy's got Wi-Fi.
She has a nice little voice.
How does that work? Does she need to send messages from her pussy? Or can she receive them?
Matters. Just depends on her upload speed.
Oh,
really?
Heyo,
heyo, brooms. That was an Abbott and Costello joke. If they were
about
alive,
pussies.
If they were alive and now, who's on Wi-Fi? Got to clear your cookies. I'll never forget. My dad was looking at his phone. This is like 2 months ago, and I was in Oklahoma. And my dad just looks at me and says, "Matt." Yeah, Daddy. What are cookies?
That is a reasonable question.
It's a reasonable question. I didn't know for a long time either.
Did you know?
Yeah.
It tells the people who the site you're on that you're on it, right?
Yeah, it's just tracking information about you. That's my understanding of it.
Makes me paranoid.
Well, and now we have to accept it. Well, they were just doing it before until the government made them ask. I'd almost wish that they take it off so I don't have to press
but
okay.
But why are those called
time.
Cookies? Because cookies are delicious.
They are. They should call it like trackers.
Trackers.
They should.
Yeah, because this site contains trackers. Isn't scary.
That won't make libertarians freak out at all.
No. Anyway. What else do we need to talk about?
Y'all.
Oh, I know what it is.
We made it. We're alive.
Oh.
Road to San Bernardino. I loved it, y'all. Our road trip episode of Love After Lockup that we premiered, it's on the $8 tier. We had so much fun.
I did not love it. I was terrified the whole time, mostly because the light was on. We were zooming in and out of traffic. He's a terrible driver.
I'm not a terrible
He slams on brakes. I was car sick most of the time. You were making all kinds of choices. And I will say, getting out of Los Angeles on a Saturday night is taking your life in your hands.
It took, there was a really bad accident, and it took us an hour longer to get there. We missed the first part of the orchestra, but thank God we made it in time.
We saw a nice piano concerto, but We made it in time to see David Archuleta. And here's,
and you even
here's,
said
here's what
it
I
was
say.
Worth the traffic.
Here's what I want to say about David Archuleta. He is a little piece of God on earth.
He really is.
I can tear up thinking
Your
about
eyes
it.
Are tear up. Y'all?
To say that I cried or teared up during the concert or teared up during certain songs is not accurate.
No. You were a blubbering.
I was ugly crying in my mask. Like this.
What was the?
And my mask was wet by the end.
What was that Disney cartoon where there's like the whale who sings, but when the whale cries, it's like it's raining and almost drowns
that's
everyone out.
That's what it felt like.
That's how Poodle cried.
Yo, he came out on the stage, this little tiny person in a little suit.
Yes, his sassy little
and,
walk.
And he was a little swishing.
He just came out as bi now. Well, publicly.
Is he officially bi?
He's officially bi. He came out to his family years ago, and they've been supportive, but he talks about a lot of just his inner demons.
Because he's LDS.
Because he's LDS, and so wrestling with his faith, and he sang some songs
that
were on his new album.
Everything was so earnest.
It was, and his voice is just so, it's like just
bell. I sound like a super fan queen now, gushing about David Archuleta.
He kind of converted us. We're already going to go see him when he comes to L.A.
Like Charlotte Church was proclaimed before him.
It is, yes.
He has the voice of an angel.
He does have the voice. Y'all, so what happened to Charlotte Church?
I think she went goth.
Oh, okay.
I think she got into British tabloid culture and she married like a hot guy. And,
good for her.
Yeah.
Good. So y'all, he is coming through a tour. I know he's going to, if Dallas Sissy, he's going to be singing with Turtle Creek Corral. That's going
to
be amazing.
I need you to know this.
We need to support him, Sissy.
If you are skeptical of why would I want to go see David Archuleta, it is a beautiful experience. The voice is pristine.
Yes.
It is beautiful. I can't believe I'm saying it. If David Archuleta is in your town, you need to go.
You need to go.
You need to go.
It's even worth the 2-hour drive because Poodle even said it was.
It was worth it. I would not have said that on the way there.
He really was fun once we ate Sonic.
I was, once I had tots. But yeah. I was going to say, I remember Sonic being better. Maybe it was the one that we went to.
Maybe y'all, but you finally got your Chicken Club toaster.
I had a Chicken Club toaster.
They brought it back.
I manifested it.
Was that good?
No.
It wasn't?
No. It was dry.
I think as we get older, healthier food sometimes tastes better, and that really upsets me.
I can't believe I'm saying that, but I will
really
say the tots were good.
The tots, they were on par.
And the mozzarella sticks that I got, of course, sucked dick.
The ones,
and not in a good way.
The ones in Long Grove were much better. Much better.
I can't get into these conversations.
Pam makes them. She makes them extra crispy.
Shut up.
My dad likes them.
One more announcement. I promise we're going to get to the show.
We are.
Y'all, we were talking about the Road San Bernardino.
Yeah.
Life After Lockup is ending next week.
Oh, that's it. I forgot.
Next week. But Love During Lockup is coming back.
In January.
That's on our Patreon.
So we'll have a couple of week hiatus.
January 7th. And it looks bonkers.
It looks bonkers. It looks
That's
very
when
good.
They meet people in who are incarcerated.
Yeah. We're getting raw dogs in January.
January is
Darcy and Stacy's coming back. Lalu. Y'all, I do not.
Summer House, the 17th.
Summer House is coming out and it looks good. Y'all.
New people.
Hubs is in full effect.
Oh, she's there was a clip of her already being activated.
Yeah, exactly. Also, we know that there's spinoffs now of
David and Annie
David
and Lauren
and
Lexi.
Lauren and Lexi. We're probably not going to be covering those, y'all, just because we don't know when. We also don't know what those are going to be.
Well, the one for David and Annie is her trying to get her
siblings.
Her siblings over.
What's the one
to Lauren
America? And Lexi? Just her being pregnant and having a baby?
Probably.
Again?
I'm just not that interested in them.
Well, it's just kind of like, I love them. We might do a bi curious or two, and we're definitely gonna like tune in and watch them.
I can't believe it's a whole series though.
But y'all, there's that, and then Below Deck. We've just got too much shit to do.
There's something else that's coming out. Can't remember.
We're getting raw dog, y'all. So January, you're gonna get it.
I think
that's all on the free feed.
I know. I think that's it. Let's get into the show. Okay, first impressions. We only saw 4 of the Lonely Hearts.
I enjoyed that. I'm glad that it wasn't
much prefer them to roll them out this way. I also like it that they kind of telegraph to us who's going to be bigger players. And they let us get invested, because I'm already invested in Caleb and Elena. I'm already invested.
I can't believe it.
I
am too. Yeah, I'm invested in them. I don't know if I'm invested in Kim.
No,
but Kim is like watching.
She's got shades of a couple people.
Well, you know that Dolly Parton documentary that's just about people that make Dolly Parton dolls.
Yes.
That's Kim, y'all. That's
y'all.
Kim is like on that level of lunacy.
I sat next to a Kim on a flight once.
Okay.
And unfortunately, we made small talk for a bit, which I never do. I know you love to do that on planes.
I really don't as much anymore.
Because you will sit next to
someone. Oh, no, that's not true. One of the people I met on the plane just texted me the other day. He's coming to our live show.
Exactly.
When we go to Texas. Really good friends now.
Nope.
So handsome. He and his daughter listen to the show. He's an aunt. You know what? You don't care.
I don't care, and you should not do that.
I do. I talk to people on a plane.
Y'all.
You're there for 3 hours. What are you going to do?
Some people. You know what? Don't talk.
I found the plastic surgeon I like in San Diego from someone on a plane.
Have you been to him?
No, but I want to go to. And then I follow his Instagram. I like his work a lot.
Okay, can I get this out?
Yeah, yeah.
So this woman, we had some kind of turbulence, I was just like, "Are you okay on planes?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm normally okay, but it was kind of rough." And the woman who kind of talked like this,
mm-hmm.
like Bertotti, said, "Oh, are you live in Los Angeles?" I said, "Yeah. I do." One word answers. And she's like, "Oh, I saw on your iPod," because I had an iPod back then, "you were listening to musical theater. I'm a big musical theater fan. You know what my favorite musical is?
Phantom of the Opera.
She proceeded to tell me about how many times she'd seen Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, how many?
At least 11.
Okay.
And she said she had a special Phantom figurine collection.
Oh, they have beautiful.
That she
one. They are
liked
beautiful.
To. She's like, "And then I got this one Phantom that I call my Beijing Phantom, because it's got like." She told me about all of the different Phantoms, and I was saying, I knew I should have like pretended I was deaf. Seinfeld thing.
I on planes. Talk to normal people. You always get people like that. It's something about your energy.
Anyway, this is she was a Kim.
She was a Kim.
She's got
defense, there are a lot of beautiful Phantom of the Opera's figurines. they're really
wow.
cute. I'm just saying.
Anyway, there's also the my favorite person I've already decided this season is going to be Gino. Gino, I can bring out my Michigan.
Oh, God. I think we're
going to go to Panama. Panama. We're going to go to Panama.
I think.
Panama.
I don't know if it's going to, but I feel like has Anfisa met her match in Jasmine? Because Jasmine is cruel.
She's also crazy.
She's crazy. So that's why I'm interested to see that storyline, and then
Memphis. We'll talk about it in a second.
Memphis, I'm interested too, but I feel like her storyline is going to get real and sad.
We'll see. We'll talk about it. This woman is everything that happened in her childhood. She is going through now.
Yeah,
She even told her mother that.
She even told her mother that. Yeah.
I think a lot of this is to get back at her mother. Part of me thinks.
Let's jump into Caleb. Okay, y'all. Caleb is 28 years old.
They're playing Aaron Copland music to get us here.
He's from
out in the Wild West from Chandler, Arizona. He's 28.
Chandler is a suburb of Phoenix.
Okay. He is shirtless. He has a hyperactive lifestyle. And I'm like, I don't think you can put those words together.
That's true. Y'all, that means he likes to fuck a lot.
Yeah.
When men say
he's
they're hyperactive, it means they like
he's
to fuck.
He's a fuck boy.
He is a fuck boy.
I'm in between. Is he hot?
I think look-wise, he's not. But then I feel like he's charming when he talks to you.
Let's be honest, y'all. I'd fuck him.
Oh, I would both fuck him.
I'd fuck him.
And I'm going to...
I like his little pattern of chest hair.
I'm going to
right there.
Make fun of him, totally. And at the same time, if I went and visited him in fucking Arizona and he started talking about all this
metaphysical
shit,
symbols and tarot,
I would 100% be there.
Me too.
You would. We both would be like, yes, Caleb, yes, yeah, thank yeah, you.
Yes, he wears a beanie and
we've
those
We've lived
open,
in L.A. too long.
And those open, like, shoulder yeah, things.
You've probably dated guys like this, haven't you?
Yeah. Who had flirted with bisexuality a little bit.
Oh, I think Caleb probably would let a guy make out with him.
Yeah, he's... No, I don't know. Maybe in his youth.
Maybe.
But I think he's a little... His ute. He's a little not for that now.
But he's very spiritual, y'all. He loves to meditate. And he says, you know, I feel like I can get sex anywhere because he's cute.
His man bun takes away from it. I think he'd be really cute if he either cut his hair short or...
Just wear it long.
Wear it long and pull it back. That yep. man bun makes it stick out a little bit and makes his face look a little weird.
Yeah. I normally don't mind a man bun, but I agree with you on this one.
Doesn't look great on him.
It doesn't, you know. Because when his hair is longer, it looks better.
I also love... This sounds weird. How some guys have those bags under their eyes kind of look like dogs.
Oh, God. You're going to be obsessed with him. It's already starting. It's already starting.
They kind of look like they haven't slept in a week.
All right. Are we using the gift already or no? Or do you need more time?
It's nice.
Oh, no.
You know what? It's not huge, but it is nice. And it's a pretty penis.
Do you know whose dick is huge?
I do. And I'd rather not think about it. It is big, y'all.
It's big, y'all.
It's not long. It is fat, though. It's a fat dick.
It's Italian.
Salami.
So, okay. So, Caleb, Caleb's never really been in a long-term relationship.
Question.
Yeah.
He's like, and I got into meditation, and that's when I got into the tarot.
Mm-hmm.
Can you read your own tarot cards?
You can.
Okay.
Yeah. You can.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to do it, but our friend Sissy does it.
Yeah.
She does it.
I guess. I just thought it was almost something that you did for other people, but I guess you can.
I think we have some tarot sissies.
No, I believe that. I'm just asking a question.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about it.
Yeah. We have some tarot sissies.
It looks like, I guess you would have to really be... Super, I guess you might be too close to it is what I'm thinking. So that you couldn't really, I don't know. Maybe I'm mistaken.
But see, but if you're too close to it, but are you, is it?
In other words, are you projecting too much of yourself onto the tarot?
But is it like, but are you actually giving a truer representation because you know yourself? And so it's like interpretive.
True.
I don't know. But I agree. When I saw it, I went, But no, you can do it. You know, Sissy Julia, her mother, does. When we go to Toronto, she's going to give us a reading.
Ooh.
I know.
Love it.
I know.
Toronto okay. Sissies.
I think they're in Toronto.
We are planning.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said it like that.
I don't know if they're in Toronto.
If I said when we go to Toronto and some sissy went, what?
This is the problem. You're saying shit like that.
We're going to go one day.
Yeah, but your timeline
It's going to happen in 2022. The higher my voice goes, so, it's going to happen.
So, anyway, he says, he's kind of a fuckboy, though. Let's admit it.
But you bring up a good point. I don't know. Is this guy like a, is he a total tool? Like, what's his name?
No.
What's his name? The guy from Sacramento. I don't think he's him.
Andrew? Oh, God,
yeah, he's
no.
not like this. But, like, Andrew tried to be like this spiritual, metaphysical guy, like... I think Caleb seems genuine.
I think he... The thing about it is, this is why I have higher than normal hopes for these people, these two. They've known each other 15 years.
They've known each other a long time. He does have beautiful lips, too.
He does.
We're going to want to fuck Caleb. Yeah. It's going to be...
He's tall, too.
Oh, he is?
Oh, yeah. Ooh. He's tall. Yeah. Need to move on.
Okay.
Sorry,
I was thinking about him teabagging me.
So... We meet. He said he's never been serious about anyone until Alina.
Until
who
Alina.
Who's 27.
Yes.
She's gorgeous from St. Petersburg, Russia.
She is beautiful.
They have been together for a year and a half, but they met on social media at
15. At 15. This is kind of kooky. They met on 15. They talked. Then they lost touch. They didn't think anything about it. Then he was traveling and was got on like a Russian dating app that he... I like to say to meet people, but it meant to find people to fuck.
Exactly. I don't think and it's that kooky, but I'll keep going.
And he said a Russian dating app, and there she was on the app, an international dating app. And
I think that she's on a lot of apps, and here's why. I'm almost certain Alina is one of these people whose life is lived online.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because of her own limitations, and I think so, like... Online, she doesn't have to be, her disability doesn't have to define her.
Yeah.
So that's why when he's like, and I couldn't believe it, she was there. I'm like, she's on all of them.
She is on all of them.
She's on all of them.
But there's probably a lot of people on a Russian dating
right.
app.
Right.
I mean, that would be like if you're on Grindr and you saw somebody you knew that you had, well, that's happened. Never mind. So, it's a small world, y'all.
Even in China, I was surprised. I'm like, wait, that one time in Milwaukee?
Wow. You really do. You really are worldly.
So, they're doing, anyway, they're going to
But they're meeting Turkey.
They're going to go meeting Turkey.
That's where Russians go.
Steven with a V style.
Hopefully, they see some cats.
God, I never want to think about him again. I think they're going to Istanbul, though.
Going to Istanbul, which is not where Steven and Alina went.
So, which is interesting because where they went is more of a resort place. And
now,
this is less so.
Now, she's like into burlesque and stuff. And she's a performer, burlesque. We see her song, the BFF band.
My pussy's got Wi-Fi. And her friends, Elijah and Ashi?
I couldn't remember her name. Yeah. I just know that her roommate's Elijah.
With his avocado pajamas.
With his avocado. And so, but they're talking about how.
His Kool-Aid red hair.
It's true. And y'all, but she needs help. She needs people to help her with stuff. I mean, not that she can drive. She's very autonomous.
And
let's
talk. She's got dystrophic dysplasia. I shouldn't say she's got. That's who she is.
Yeah.
And it's a form of dwarfism.
Yeah.
And you can see her, and dwarfism is you can have your torso a lot of the times you're kind of like regular sized,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll have smaller than usual appendages.
And for her
this is a specific type of dwarfism.
This is a rare one, and she said it's
her fingers. She can't bend her fingers.
She can't bend her fingers, and she can only walk for like 5 minutes before she gets tired.
So this is
she
pretty,
uses a wheelchair.
This
primarily.
Is pretty limiting for her physical abilities.
But she still drives. Like she can go. But yeah, so it's just something to like.
And she says, "I've accepted my body, but it is hard for me to do things that other people do and think nothing of."
And one reason I think Elijah still helps her with things.
Yes.
Not everything, but with something. So
she does use a wheelchair.
That's something to consider.
She says, "I've never dated a little person before. It's only tall guys before that." And Caleb says, "As soon as I met, she calls him Caleb because that would it be in Russian."
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, "And he when I we talk all the time, he tries to cheer me up." And it doesn't bother him that I'm a little person. And
doesn't bother her. I don't think our parents have fully processed this yet.
No.
This is like out of a movie, y'all. I thought like I would see these things like what is it like an 80s sitcom of like a parent who won't let their child go because they're too worried about a disability or what ability they have.
Yeah.
Or however,
have you ever met parents though? Who especially I've known people who have a child with a disability.
I did when I did Brave Trails when I did the camp. We had some kids that were on the autism spectrum, which isn't different.
It's a little different, especially physical disabilities.
But we had one kid that had a physical disability, and that parent actually wasn't too much of a helicopter parent.
It's oftentimes either or.
They were kind of like more. They were more of. I'm not going to baby them.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm going to treat them just the way I treat my
other
kids.
That is the more healthy way in general to handle it. I mean, I've never been in that situation, but I just know in dealing with my students with.
But our parent who had the kid who was on the spectrum, she called every other day to check on them.
I'm saying it does feel like you are either in one camp or the other.
Yeah, there's, I agree.
There's not a lot of gray area
and
in my experience.
And Alina's parents are... maybe there's, you know, Alina says that this, that the type of dwarfism she has, and I noticed it because I thought, why would you say that if there wasn't something interesting? Maybe I'm doing two therapy and analyzing, but she does say, this is a gene passed on from both of my parents. So I wonder if the parents feel guilty.
Because
they really, she,
I think she was trying to define it more than anything else.
Because she talks about how her parents baby her. Now, she does say that her parents baby her sister as well.
Yeah.
But not as much as her.
Mom has the darkest hair dye possible.
So does Dad. They both have horrible hair. I think she dyes hers, and then whatever left over, she puts on her husband.
But no, that hair dye on Mom.
Y'all remember, as
up
we,
against her face.
As we mature, we need to go lighter in our hair color.
It's very Vampira Mistress of the Dark.
By the time that I'm 70, y'all, I'm just going to be all gray with a couple of little strawberry blonde streaks.
Yeah, but that you put in.
She's going to wear a black wig.
It's wigs for
like
me.
Like fucking Scarlett O'Hara wigs.
That makes a statement. It's a bold piece.
Oh, God.
So they are basically... She says her mom and dad are super, super protective.
Yes, and she's eating with them, and they're serving food. It reminded me of, like, the food that Andre's parents served Libby and all of them.
Yeah.
Like, because they sell, like, the cold cuts.
And the salads.
And the salad and all that kind of stuff.
That's Russian food.
As Libby's parents said, peasant food.
Peasant food.
Peasant food, you know. Much isn't on the level of Zaxby's in South Florida, though.
And the thing Caleb would eat that food gladly.
Caleb would eat that food.
And wouldn't be, I hope so.
Unless he's vegan.
I don't think he is.
I could see him being vegan. But so anyway, she says, so she goes and she tells, she says, so she sits down with her parents and she says, so you know how I told you I'm going on that vacation? And the dad goes, just such a dad move. What happened?
It's true.
And she's like, well, I'm going to go to actually Turkey and meet Caleb. And the first thing out of the dad's mouth was, does he know you have a wheelchair?
Oh,
that broke my heart. That was. And then the mother goes into, it's not easier to get around Istanbul with a wheelchair. And dad is like, we don't know him. It was, it made me feel like they were saying, does he know you're damaged? That was the feeling. It broke my heart.
I grew up. One of my friends' brothers was in a wheelchair and always had health issues his whole life. It was a congenital heart thing as well. And the doctors, or I remember my mom saying, they don't know how long he's going to live. And his mother basically never let the child do anything. And every time something would happen, every time he would be invited to something, the mother would always be there saying, you can't do this, blah, blah, blah. And when the kid did eventually pass very early, as we all kind of knew. But and I talked to my friend and he's like, I didn't go to the funeral because I was here. But we were talking and he said, you know, the night after he passed, my mother was saying things like, I never let him do anything. I should have let him do everything.
I can somewhat understand with just of caretaking my dad, but it's scary. But you really have to just be like, if my dad wants
to... It's a quality of life thing.
If he wants to drive with burgers and to Burgers and Friends with his friend Greg and fall when he gets out of the truck, then
it
he
just
wants to do that.
But I've seen a lot of that. So especially when... you want to protect your child, but at the same time you're doing it all for them, but it's a quality of life issue. Like, don't you want your child to have a full life?
Mm-hmm.
And the response is, no, they won't have that. They'll need me to do it.
Which Alina luckily seems very headstrong.
She's very assertive.
Very assertive. And so I'd love to, at one point the mother just goes, No.
Did you hear the mom say,
herself,
and the dad said, remember South Africa? The person didn't want to meet you.
And we went,
What?
We leaned in, y'all. Met this guy
and that's
from South
why,
Africa.
That's why I agree with your theory of I think she lives a life online.
Yep.
But she met a guy that's out there. He looked cute. They blurred out his face. But he
that hard up, huh?
Hey, he had a very nice neck.
And then she said they had fun, but she went to see him in South Africa, and he didn't even see her. He would make excuses, which I'm sure was really hard for her.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's
as a mom says, she falls in love very easily, and she pays for that.
Oh.
Just the terminology.
Those parents are, boy. So I was more disturbed by the angel doll in the corner of this room.
I didn't see
that
it.
That would haunt my dreams.
Oh, I was mainly concerned with the parents' faces just being so riddled
in the
with
very, in every shot was this angel doll going like this. It almost looked like a tiny Cabbage Patch doll with wings going, don't do that, Alina. God is watching. God is watching.
Okay, not too much more with them, but
Caleb's lighting a fire.
Caleb's okay.
This, y'all,
I really want to. I do. I'm gonna make fun of him, but y'all, I believe in all of this shit.
And
100%.
You know what it is? It just sounds, and I think he kind of knows it. Once you get so involved in a spiritual practice, and you start talking about things that. Start using certain buzzwords over and over again.
I mean, at one point he did say, this sounds crazy.
It does sound like bullshit.
He said at one point he laughed at himself and said, this sounds crazy.
And here's the thing, though. Know that if you believe your bullshit and it works for you, great.
Well,
I would just say, and maybe it's not bullshit to him, I would say maybe on a date, hold some of that back.
I don't think Caleb can, y'all. So he's drawn a paper and he's saying, you know, the subconscious mind works with images and
he's
symbols.
Setting positive intentions.
Yes,
for
and
his
by
trip.
Drawing this image, it represents the intention that we are making to have a much more permeable mind.
Yes, he's read that in a book.
He's read that in the book. So I'm going to burn this, and it's going to help create a cosmic intention. It's like, even when he talks about meditating, like...
I mean, if it works for you, great.
I get it. He's right. When you do meditate, y'all, if you meditate and you get to a practice, it does feel like you're floating on your body and kind of...
I was an alien. Oh, my God. That sounds dumb.
It sounds so dumb, but I went, actually, you perfectly described meditation.
He's going to get red on social media.
But he's going to get red on social media. I loved it. They did this, and then the transition was totally... Y'all, they play fucking Gregorian chant on 90 Day Fiance.
So the next thing is he's chatting with her.
In my butthole.
It was a weird time when Gregorian chant was really popular.
It was really.
It was a weird time.
We should start a group called Gregorian Chant.
Gregorians.
Gregorians.
So, y'all, they're video chatting, and he says, oh, I can't wait to see you. You look really gorgeous. I can't wait to pick you up. And I went, oof. Because there are some people, and I don't think he's one of these people.
I bristled when he said it, but
I'm sure Alina has dealt with people who fetishize little people.
Yeah.
And they want that. That is the thing that you don't want to say to a little person.
Carl! Carl, I don't think I can pick up your cousin Randy anymore. I think I'm being an asshole.
She is being an asshole.
Carl, is Randy still worked out at that Dairy Queen?
But people who have little.
I want a freezy.
Little. Who have little people fetishes, that's often part
y'all,
of it.
You don't pick up little people. It's
no.
No, but I think they've already talked, and she said, I normally don't do that, but she's like, ooh, I'm happy.
Yep.
I would love for you to pick me up.
So anyway, and she says,
he can pick me up.
Me too.
Carry me.
Throw me around.
Woo!
Throw me on the bed.
With those
let
shoulders.
Let his hair fall all around me.
Takes out his man bun.
Like, End of the Innocents, which I am sorry, that is by Don Henley. I was incorrect.
He's a UNT alum. You went to his alma mater.
You're not allowed to talk about people mistaking singers.
I don't proclaim myself as an authority. Maybe you want to process that.
No, you just say bullshit all the time.
Hey, I'm fine with that.
Anyway, I apologize for saying, but it turns out that Bruce Hornsby did help write that song. So I was half right.
Sure.
Bruce Hornsby wrote, "That's just the way it is." That was what it is.
Lay your hair fall all around me.
That's what it would be. He'd be making sweet love to me while the end of the innocence was playing.
He would. He would.
With those dark hooded eyes.
Ooh. And his long eyelashes that I bet look really pretty when he cries.
Yeah, he'd cry all right.
Why did I do this? Why did I do this?
Shut up and fuck me.
I don't want to do this anymore, Boots.
Stop crying.
Okay. I'm a dummy. Oh, God, Boo.
So he basically says, she's like, well, here's the thing. My parents won't let me go, but so my friend Elijah's going to go. He's like, I don't want that. He's like, it's going to be weird with like three of us. And he's like, it's okay. I'll carry you. I'll do all of that. And she's like, you don't know, lover.
I'll cover you. Yeah.
Almost. You're a little flat.
You're a little sharp.
No. I was going to tell you how to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do it again. Let's see. Yeah. Who was wrong?
Don Henley.
Oh, lover, I cover you. Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Great part of the song.
It is a great part of the song.
I love that song. Except for the metaphors of I'll be your castle, you'll be my moat.
Yeah. Have you watched the movie yet about him? 246 Beat, or what's it called? Pop Fitzel? TikTok.
Tick, tick, boom, tick, you tick, asshole. Boom.
Yeah. Did you watch it?
You know nothing.
I just couldn't remember the name. People are saying Andrew Garfield's going to get an Oscar.
He's fantastic. It's good. It's very good. It's very good. I loved a lot of what they did. They made a real dog of a musical out into something really good.
Oh, okay.
The direction is great. The direction kind of makes it work. It's kind of the problem with the story. I don't love a straight white man co-opting all of these people's stories, which it felt like.
Uh-oh, Grinder's calling.
Would help. No, that's an actual phone call. And people thought that Jonathan Larson was gay. He wasn't.
Yeah.
And it's not that I wish he wasn't, or it just feels weird to have a heterosexual romance at the middle of this story that is about people who had nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
That's my only issue. But it was beautiful. But as like a LGBT person, it's the one thing that bugged me about Tick Tick Boom all the way with in a musical.
Mm.
But that's me.
There you go. Poodle's Corner.
I'm going to have an issue with everything except David Archuleta.
Except David.
There is no negotiation here.
You actually drove away and said,
"You need to love him."
You said, "I can't teach that voice. There's nothing to teach."
There isn't. Well, I said a little tension reduction, but
oh, Jesus. All right. So
where are we? Elijah the friend is coming.
Y'all remember she's 27.
Yeah.
She's not. She grown.
And she doesn't. Grown. But also, he says, she says, I'm going to need help with things like wheelchair, reaching lights. And she's like, I'm scared you'll get annoyed by it. At least they're having these conversations.
I think it's good that, and Caleb's like, you know, I think I can handle it.
Yeah.
And
I wrote down, what a great conversation to be having, dealing with, she knows Caleb has never dealt with a little person and what she's going to need.
I mean, Caleb says it's very sweet.
Yeah.
He says, and that it means he cares for her. He says, I feel like looking out for Alina is my job. Like, and I think he means that, like, he wants to do that.
Yeah.
But maybe, and he even said, you know, I'll carry you and walk through the forest. And she thought that was sweet.
I'll carry you. Yeah.
I'm not singing it again. We'll
warm up to it next time.
Yeah,
it won't
sure.
be flat.
And so he said, she said, he asked her just kind of all the thing. Yeah, like you said, what she needs help with. And they kind of talk about, and then it's kind of like, we're left with this. He's like, you know, I don't know if I'm ready for this. I hope I am. We'll see. We kind of saw this season on 90 Day Fiancé. You do see him say to her, like, you are smaller than I thought you would be.
Yep. So I have high hopes for them. They're definitely the one that I've seen so far that I think I have the most hope
for. Wait a minute. You don't have high hopes for Kim and Usman? Y'all, and with that, we're going to be right back after the break.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even keep going queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Kimbali.
This just starts, I don't know any other way to say it, weird. Weird.
Kim has notes of definitely Baby Girl Lisa, just a little bit with a little bit of entitlement with attitude.
A little bit.
There, she's got notes of Darcy, too, of this love. Mm-hmm. She's also got notes of Angela taking care of her mother and being scared to leave her mother.
I guess. She's so far removed from Angela, but
yeah,
I get why you're saying that.
But I don't know if we've seen a woman... she's more, a lot more like, quote unquote, the men we've seen, in this situation before.
I just can't get past this whole Michael Jackson thing. This is like, first of all, y'all, what's that document, Finding Neverland? Watch Finding Neverland and it just changes your whole attitude about Michael Jackson.
It is weird that she doesn't seem to have had any... didn't seem to make her pause.
No, there's a lot of people that don't.
And I know a lot of people say, I like his music, blah, blah, blah. That, you know, it's...
He's a musical genius. That's undeniable.
But it's like...
But it just, I can't, it made me cringe watching that.
Yeah.
But, so anyway, if you haven't watched that, she talks a lot in this first episode. So if you're a victim of sexual assault, this really might be triggering to you.
Yeah, she's a big Michael Jackson fan.
Mm-hmm.
And
she even has a fedora. Now, look. She even has a fedora, and she's like, I have a fedora. And if I put it, he has his Jerry curl in there. And I was like, what? So, like, she has a fedora he wore.
It's almost like she was owning a piece of him.
She has a tattoo of
Mikey.
Holding the hat on her forearm. And then she has, in her own handwriting, my Mikey.
Now, I need to say... Y'all, when someone keeps saying, I'm not crazy, or I'm so normal.
Or my best friends would say I'm a little bit crazy.
Yeah. If you're a little bit crazy, and if you say a little bit crazy, but I'm really normal, I'm not crazy. If you're having to say that all the time, you tweaked.
I've been there. I remember saying, like, I'm not really a crazy Shania Twain fan. I just like Shania Twain a lot. Y'all, I was a crazy Shania Twain fan.
Yeah. You can probably find that online somewhere. You can find your episode of Fanatic.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was called, Fanatic.
The funniest thing I've ever seen is when, and I have to tell this.
If you don't know what Poodle's talking, I still am, was a very big Shania Twain fan. And so
obsessed
much
obsessed fan,
but so much so. Long story short, but I sang with her at a concert in Oklahoma City,
yep.
like in 1998. But that story I told, and it got me a producer. Yeah, press the timer. The producer, they flew me to Timmins, Canada, in the province of Ontario, mind you. I had poutine, and I was in the bush. And it was, but I went on
your only time,
the only time. And I didn't get to meet Shania Twain there, but I went on a tour of her hometown.
And you
saw
the
Shania
museum.
Twain museum, which I think is closed now. But
and you're like, ooh, her gloves. This probably has her. And the woman was leading you around.
She let me hold one of her American Music Awards. It's at the end,
and she's like, he goes, and we're watching, and he's like. It's got her sweat and oils all over it. And the woman goes like. And she looks around like asking for security. Like she's not safe.
It was crazy.
Like, and I screamed. Because that's the part of knowing you I know. Where you kind of just go. And I'm uncomfortable in my own skin knowing
as
you.
Sissy Andrea said, it's home talk. It's things you don't say out publicly. Y'all, and Kim doesn't have that filter.
No.
I'll have to find my episode of Fanatic. I think I don't know if I posted that in the squad before, but I'll post it.
I think that was before you had your new face.
No, that was after my jaw surgery.
Okay.
After my jaw surgery. I had my jaw surgery before
things,
high school.
Things settled.
Yeah.
After that, yeah. You got a new face put on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's strange this is the one they settled on.
Well, I could ask God the same thing.
Face transplant. Anyway.
Why do you look so cross when you say, oh, it's just a wrinkle. Sorry. Thought you were angry.
You need to get a tune-up. Maybe we can have them do a little things. I know. Just type.
I can
that
go to
big,
my plastic surgeon I love in San Diego.
Spam can in the back. Y'all, speaking of San Diego, that's where she is.
Yes, that's where Kim is in San
Diego. She's 50. Kim is 50. We said before, big MJ fan.
I am fiercely loyal. I'm fiercely loyal. I'm proud of myself for that.
You notice I didn't want to say this. She's got the finger wave.
She moves the finger
like
wave.
You do.
That's
with
how
BGL.
That's how I tap into her. She does her fingers all the time. She is very like. You wonder like, and her
she's
mom.
By she's no from, means as horrible as
no.
Bobby
and
Norris
her
is.
Mom is from San Diego, but her mom has some type of accent.
Yeah,
and she's picked it up. San Diego's a weird place, y'all.
It is.
It's a weird. There's like
very beachy and weird.
Very beachy. It's got a lot
big
of
military town.
Big military town. So a lot big. Oh, I once rode
a lot of porn.
I
a lot of gay porn
was driven in a Rolls Royce by a man who made active duty. Remember ActiveDuty.com?
Oh yes.
A lot of military gay porn. Bought a Rolls Royce from it. But there's that part of San Diego.
Where he is today.
I actually really love the gay area. Hillcrest, it's like great. But then there's also like on the suburbs of like San Diego, it gets trashy real quick.
Yep.
And then there's also, because there's tons of pharmacies, Sissy Angel is in San Diego.
Yes.
Because there's,
I'm hot now. I'm taking off my wrap.
There's tons of pharmacies and drug companies, and there's a huge drug problem in San Diego. A lot of meth.
Lovely.
A lot of, but it's clean on the city streets. They don't have a lot of homeless.
You anyway, painted a lovely picture.
It's a weird town. I love it. But
I love
it's a
it.
Weird town.
So it's so comfortable there too. It's the weather's always great.
It's yeah. It's warmer than it's a wonderful, wonderful town. But it also feels like it doesn't have. It doesn't feel like I don't. When you ask me what personifies San Diego and the culture,
someone will tell you fish tacos.
But I don't know. I can't put my finger on that.
Yeah, I agree. Good Mexican
food. I never know with you. Never know.
Maybe it's like that episode of Seinfeld where like you gotta have real Cubans. Cubans do it. We're talking about people, right?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, where are we?
So Kim lives with her mother, Sally. She's her caretaker.
She's got rheumatoid arthritis in her hips. And she's like, and my son is the highlight of my life. Best thing I ever did. Y'all, we see a picture of Kim's son, Jamal.
Whoa.
Smoke fucking show.
Now, they're showing this guy on a Skype video, which to me means...
We're going to see him.
However, all of their drama is going to take place in... Because they're going to...
Tanzania,
because I guess... Because at the time...
He's filming his video in Tanzania.
And I think it's in the Nigeria band still on.
I don't know.
I know that was... I don't know if that's still going on. I don't know if Nigerians.
We don't know a lot about world events.
World. Well, because Michael still can't get out of Nigeria. Yeah.
So she's listening to, she's like, after 20 years, I finally found out my husband was cheating on me and blah, blah. So I divorced. And yes. She's like, and now I found a new love. And she's listening to Soulja Boy in her car.
His new hit.
Wearing a Soulja Boy t-shirt.
T-shirts.
Y'all. This is this idea of, I guarantee you, Kim has spent a lot of her life being not just of Michael Jackson, but being super fans of public figures.
Well,
you can just see it.
Well, in her defense, I will say, y'all, they show Soulja Boy's newest video. This production value has gone up.
Looks much better.
This looks much better. Has he become a thing like in Nigeria? Did the 90s?
I'll be there for you.
He wrote that for me.
He wrote that, yeah.
For his baby girl. He wrote that for me because I road dogged him. I road dogged him with my American way pussy. My pussy doesn't have Wi-Fi, it doesn't have broadband. My pussy doesn't even have Ethernet. But you know what my pussy's got?
My plug pussy and play.
Has America. It has America all in my pussy. Even in my vulva.
That's not Wi-Fi. It's plug-in. It's a dial-up. It's a dial-up pussy.
They call it Bellnet.
It's a huge pussy.
I have a huge .net pussy. That's what I have.
Ooh, no, she does not have Wi-Fi in that pussy.
Does not have Wi-Fi in that pussy.
I laugh so hard, I now, and my nose is running.
So, yes, y'all. Oh,
I think now that I have a little distance from baby girl Lisa,
yeah,
it's funny now.
Okay.
Because I think it was too close to her.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I always found it so repulsive.
Because she's so repulsive.
Yeah.
But she hasn't posted on Instagram or anything about this. At least
no, she did a TikTok where she laughed at the woman.
Oh, she did.
Oh yeah, she's being a troll. She's terrible.
So now she's on TikTok. Great.
Oh yeah,
great. Just what I wanted. Just what I wanted. So okay. So yeah. But this song, I haven't caught it, but it's better. And so she,
girl, I want you in my life.
It's all the songs about girl.
And Lisa thinks it's about her. I believe.
Well, she met him on social media.
She
said, I told him as a fan, I wish they would have sang, but they won't. But I wish they would have pulled back the curtain a little bit and said that she saw him on 90 Day Fiancé. Like, but they won't say anything. But they do. She does say, though, which is going to go not well in Baby Girl Lisa Land. She's like, we developed a friend very closely. Y'all, she has a little bit of a lisp, so I can talk because don't come for me. I have a lisp too. And so.
No.
Yes. And she's like, we started talking every single day. And then she basically, so she's planning on going to Tanzania, but she says, I'm not like his other ex-girlfriend. She was horrible for him. She was a monster or whatever she said. She's already coming for Baby Girl Lisa on this.
And she's like, we started off as friends, but she's like, we're meeting in Tanzania. And she's like, and he's calling me his potential girlfriend.
Potential girlfriend, yes. And because y'all.
Potential girlfriend. Because y'all, here's that's how, everything you need to know.
Here's how Usman's playing this. And it's fucking brilliant. She says, you know, Usman, he's hesitant about getting a relationship with an older American woman.
I'm enjoying this.
and then she says,
I like it.
But I'm not her. I'm a 1,000% better than her.
Oh, 1,000%.
I'm 100% loyal.
I'm so much better than her. Yeah.
And you know what? I'm going to raw dog him.
No!
I'm going to raw dog him the San Diego way. Because in San Diego, I've got a fish taco. And he's going to get my fish taco.
Stop!
I'm going to bump him.
Okay, so we are. She basically, he is his potential girlfriend, he says.
Yeah.
And y'all, later on, she is walking with her mom, and she's feeling guilty about leaving her. And mom is talking, you know.
This is better. This is better, yes.
I think we're going to do.
Our first one.
Our first theater of the new season. We're going to do.
Before the 90 days.
Reality Gaze.
Reality Gaze Theater.
I squeaked because it was too high.
I didn't want to comment on it. I'm not going to comment on your singing during the show. That would be rude.
I'll call it out first if I don't do something well.
Okay. Poodle's going to be playing Mama Sally. Y'all, if you didn't watch the show, what kind of life has Sally had?
A hard one.
Sally has had a hard life, y'all.
I'm going to give Sally...
She probably has rheumatoid arthritis in her hip because she's been riding that dick in a bike.
I'm going to give Sally a lot of rope here because Sally's roots, I'm going to say that's for COVID.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it looks like, what's her name in the Coven series, Francis.
I don't know why someone wouldn't color their mother's hair if you know she's going to be on television.
Why did she not color her mother's
hair? Maybe she decided she wants to grow it out. That's fine. Y'all, my mother went through a period where she stopped growing her hair or coloring her hair out. She said, I'm just going to let it grow out. I get it. If my mother was going to be on national TV, I would say, Mother, I'm coming over to your house and I'm coloring your hair.
And you're coloring and your hair.
While you're on TV, you're either going to have all gray or all color.
Or
I'm fine with gray hair.
Or
y'all.
You're going to wear a hat or a wig.
Yeah, I'm fine with gray hair. We're fine with.
But
both of our mothers have beautiful silver hair. But if you're in the in between, it's not the time to be on television.
And it's not like, if you don't watch the show, it's not like we can see her roots.
No, it's not like you could take some hair powder and put in some eyeshadow.
No,
it's down to her temples.
It starts right around her temples.
It's down to her temples. Color your mother's hair.
I kind of screamed out when I saw it. Because in the first scene, I don't think it was this bad.
Her hair was kind of up, and you couldn't tell it was bad. But yeah, this was rough.
Okay, so anyway, I'll be playing the mom.
And action.
All right, we're going to go inside. Right.
Sorry I didn't color your hair, Mom. I've been so busy.
It's fine. It's just me being me.
Okay.
You're
excited, Mom? I'm excited for my trip.
Yeah,
I'm excited. Yeah,
I know, but don't you think that age difference is a little
mom,
weird?
Oh, Mom, it's not a big deal. If only, I know it's 17 years, but it's not that big.
You could be your mom. You could be his mom.
Oh, why would you say that?
You do you. I'm supportive either way.
Why do you want to feel bad?
I mean, you're going to come. You can come home. You'll be sad, but like, we'll just live here together.
Mom.
You know, it's fine.
Mom, this is my life. This is my life. This is my final chance at love, Mom. My final chance at love.
Yeah, I know.
He's different. He's different. Don't you think he's different, Mom? Don't you think he's different?
Well, I don't really know him. I've seen a couple of things. Gives me pause.
Pause. But can't you be supportive of me, Mom? This is my time.
I do want everything for you.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want it all for you. Just thinking that you're a little old. You know, how you know he's not going to take your money.
Mom, why are you saying that to me? He's not going to take my money. I haven't given him any money.
Except
I've told you about. Mom, I'm sorry I didn't do your hair.
And scene. She's, y'all, with all that stuff that she's saying
she's
to her
mother, giving
him
money. We haven't found this out, but y'all, she's 100% giving him money.
Everything she was saying was all about... this fantasy that she's had for her life.
It's still the same thing with her friends when she meets her friends later. But it is, I don't know. As someone who's just went through caretaking, my heart does go out to her. And that you've witnessed it firsthand with my shit.
But she said,
caretaking's a lot.
She keeps saying, when's it my turn? When's it my turn?
And
when's it my turn?
Y'all, your turn is now.
Now.
Your turn is when you decide it's your turn, not that somebody gives you love.
And there's not going to be a white knight that rides up. That's in movies.
Yeah.
Or an Usman.
Yeah.
Who you meet on social media and go to Tanzania to meet. But this idea of You wait for your turn because your life's going to happen one day.
No, your life is happening now.
Right now.
Right
there
now.
There is no destination.
No.
There is no destination in life.
We have goals. This and you is want to the try
journey.
To build things,
life is the journey.
But if you're just waiting, if you think you're going to be happy when you hit that goal, guess what? That's when you're not happy.
There is an endless well of need in her.
Yeah.
And it makes me really uncomfortable.
And it's, you know, do you think from what we know about Soulja Boy, do you think that he's a bad guy? Like, do you think it's my question is,
I guess the
question under that is, if he is a user, and he is, do you think he's going to care at all about her feelings?
No, because those are incidental, because he gave her a good time when she was with him.
I think he's just not that deep. Not smart. I'm not saying that. I just don't think he's that emotionally deep. And so he's going to be very much like, we're having a good time. But y'all, he clearly wants to get married and come to the U.S.
Clearly.
Do you know how much he would ride that 90-day train?
Oh, yeah.
He'd be on the single life. He would do all of it.
He's in it for the fame.
Because he is good TV.
Yeah. He's in it for fame. He can sweet talk anyone.
He's so much so her.
That's one of his gifts, you guys.
She goes to have to meet her friends Alyssa and Vanessa. And first of all, I love that she's where her hair got stuck in her earrings, and her friend's like, she has a Kim wears hoop earrings. She's like, you know me and my hoops. I like to wear my hoops. And her friend says, the bigger the hoops, the bigger the hoe. And I went, hey, I like that.
I think one of these women is her friend and the other is the friend's friend.
It's true. I think both of these women reminded me of sissies. I feel like they'd be like, girl. So,
what's
happening outside?
It's my neighbor again going out to smoke.
Oh, okay.
They basically says, they're talking about if he's going to be, they're skeptical. And he's like, well, she's like, I 100% plan on intimacy.
Yeah, I 100% plan on intimacy.
And then she goes, and then she's like,
I know for a fact he doesn't like condoms. I know that is the way to throw Trojan, Magnum. They're not riding with me. I'm going to San Diego that cop.
Oh, no.
I'm going to FD that D.
I don't like this new stuff. She hasn't even talked about condoms.
FD that D.
And I'm going that D.
FD that D. And I'm going to give him skin to skin. That's what I want. I'm not going to raw talk.
Skin on skin.
I'm skin on skin. It's going to be intimate, and it's going to be loving.
Stop it.
It's going to be great.
Stop it.
It's my time.
When's
my time to get that dick?
So, she...
we are so stupid.
She's telling her friends she's got BB girl Lisa finger wave.
She really does.
And he says, he's like, he's got this song, Zara. And then
they're like,
is that a girl's name?
I'm not sure.
She's like, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
But he
did convince her. Speaking of, he convinced her
to get two
rooms.
I don't
know how comfortable I'm, so we're going to have two separate rooms.
He's like, you know, I've just been hurt in my former relationship with my wife. Y'all, don't act like Usman has not been banging every groupie possible.
Come on.
You know, I've been so hurt.
Well, and her friends say, like, well, does he want to have kids? And she's like, well, of course he wants to have kids.
And then,
what's the solution to that, Poodle?
And then the solution is that she will allow him to have another wife.
A second wife and have kids.
And the friends go, baking powder.
She said, and she said, if he has multiple wives, I respect his culture and his religion so much. I do. I really do.
I
promise.
I'm not a crazy person.
I'm not crazy. I do. I respect it.
And when he's like, and when she's like, And when he said, she's like, and when I told him that, he said, oh my God, you are the most amazing woman ever.
Of course he did. So what is his religion? I forget.
He's Muslim.
Muslim. So is that part of Muslim religion that you can have multiple wives?
In this specific tribe. Specific, yeah.
I don't remember him talking
ethnic
about that
background.
With BGL. Did he?
I don't think they it even entered I don't think because that. I don't think that would have flown.
Yeah.
I'm imagining that would not have went well.
No, it would not have gone well.
So she walks away because her friends are making her upset, and they kind of comfort her.
She's but, like, I can't do this anymore. I got to walk away.
So
she's crying.
No, I just see this. This is going to be
It's been a lot.
This is going to be really messy. This has no chance of doing well.
No.
This is DOA from the start. So the most we can do is kind of enjoy it, and hopefully she'll recognize
Here's
she's
the deal,
being
though.
Used.
I think they'll get married. I think because
she's that deluded.
She doesn't have the spine, but she has the delusion that baby girl Lisa didn't have.
Yep.
Baby girl Lisa really wasn't.
No.
Baby girl Lisa knew that she was lying to herself the whole time. Yep. And then when she went over there, and when
she had a little more sense.
Everybody getting married looking like they ate bad shrimp. She knew.
That wedding still, I will never forget the guests at that wedding. Just.
She knew. She knew it was bad, and he did too. She is going to marry him, and I think she will get him to America. I think he found the perfect mark.
I kind of agree with you. Y'all, that's the show.
That's the show, part one.
We'll be back to cover Gino.
Oh,
from
boy.
From Michigan.
Gino.
And his family from Michigan.
And Jasmine. Jasmine.
Boy.
And
also, Memphis. We're going to cover Memphis and...
What is her boyfriend's
Hamid?
Name?
Hamid? Hanza. Sorry.
He cute.
She cute. Whoa. He is hot.
Whoa, Tunisia.
They produce a lot of them. Well Muhammad. Zied.
Yeah.
It's interesting. That country gets us a lot of 90 Day Fiancés.
Well, I think she's going to take a spin on the You know what she likes to take a spin on? The Dick Riviera. Y'all,
that's not near the Dick Riviera.
I thought it is.
No, not really. It's from the farther
side. I thought Tunisia was... Oh,
got to get you that atlas.
I thought it was. Oh, well. Y'all, that's the show. Hey, it's December. Give the gift of gays, please.
Give the gift of gays.
Yes, an Apple Podcast review is great, but y'all really tell your friends, especially now that we're starting this new season, text your friend, tag them on Instagram, Twitter, and be like, oh my God, you need to listen to these guys. Because we really appreciate that. We're trying to just grow the show.
We're
more
building
and more.
Our show through word of mouth, my favorite type of words.
And we really, really, y'all, I can't even tell you how much when I see someone tweets us and then they tag us and they're tagging their friends, or y'all do this a lot on, ooh, Airwolf's flying above us. That is a military copter. You can tell.
Sounds like it, yeah.
But on Instagram, it's really easy. A lot of y'all tag your friends on Instagram, or you send it on TikTok, and that makes us so happy.
That's the best thing you can do to get our worldwide message of gay
it
out
is
there.
Out there. I will say, y'all, that we knew that this is going back a little bit. I read some of you. We've sent it to us, but we have seen the AMAs on Reddit with Vanessa, with a V, talking about Steven. Y'all, it's like...
It's worth a
Reddit read. She's a fucking... Shiro.
She's funny. You know what her name is?
Vanessa with a V. Yeah, we love her. So anyway,
I'd interview her. Although I kind of want to forget him.
I think she's done with... I want to forget him too, but... anyway, I mainly say that because we keep getting people that send us that. Like, we got it. We appreciate it. But dig yourself, look and Google it and find it. On that note, Poodle, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poots?
Yes.
Boy.
And if you've got a love figurine, especially with any type of the King of Pop on them.
If you... clearly sometimes when the shoe gets a little dirty, I mess that up. But if you have like a sequin jacket or a rhinestone glove, I would really appreciate that.
You know, you sound people when you're talking about how hard figurines are to clean, you sound crazy. You sound fucking nuts.
You know, I did damage one of my Wonder Woman figurines. You know, we need to
And
go.
That's it.
Y'all,
call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai.
Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.